Where are all those Buffalo from? Are they is a big yeshiva here in LA?
Yeah, we kiss them in there.
And they're all local Buffalo?
No.
Or they're from around the country?
Yeah.
Beyond.
Yeah. No, it's a big yeshiva.
It's a well-known one.
Huh?
It's a well-known one.
It's a well-known yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva is a giant. A giant. Good morning.
Morning.
Ah, we can start at the late time of Machaya. See, 10-2 is already Bishmar. Huh?
I got to sleep in. Is everyone starting?
In a minute? Do you want to press it? Or
just the regular one?
You press the regular one. No, that's it.
Morning.
Morning, morning. And see if it's beginning to record. Oh, Shlomo.
Good morning, everybody.
Chabre, good morning. And with a huge mazel tov, we are starting the new cycle, the 42nd cycle of the Sefer Yad HaChazaka. The Rebbe instituted that we start by learning the Hagdama that was written by the Rambam prior to writing the Yad HaChazaka, which is something important to note, because it is common that after people write a Sefer, then they write the introduction. And from the Rebbe was Medayik, from a Lashon that we'll learn in today's shir, the Rambam actually wrote this prior to writing the Rambam. Then, God willing, we're going to tomorrow go through the Rambam's minyan of the mitzvahs asay. On Shabbos, on the next day, we're going to go through the Rambam's minyan of all of the mitzvahs lois asay. That's going to be a very long shir Rambam. And then, God willing, in this machzer, Sunday morning, we're going to be starting the first chapter. So without any further ado, Zok the Rambam Hagdomas, Rambam Zal, the Rambam begins quoting a pasuk from Lech Lecha B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam, in the name of Hashem, the Lord of the world, as is our minhag, that anything and everything that we write, we begin with the Baruch Hashem, with the B'Siyata D'Shemaya. As Yidden begin speaking, we always first speak out B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. And now the Rambam does something, as we will see, he will continuously do throughout all of the 14 Sfarim and the Yad HaChazaka. That Rambam is going to quote a pasuk either from the Vim or Ksuvim prior to writing what he's writing. And the pasuk that the Rambam begins, the entire Chibur, including the Hagdama, is a pasuk in Tehillim. Oz lo yevosh, then I will not be ashamed. Bahabiti, when I will gaze, el kol mitzvaysecha, at all of your mitzvahs. And as the Rebbe points out, that being that the Rambam will be writing in the Hagdama, that this Chibur has in it its goal, which the Rambam fulfilled, to compile the entire Torah Shebaal Peh. And you think about it, many people learn cycles of Gemara. In the time allocated, it took us 7.5 years to learn the whole Talmud Bavli. Now there's Talmud Yerushalmi, and there's going to be many Midrashim that are all part of the Torah Shebaal Peh that we didn't learn yet. Here, the Rambam wrote a Chibur, dedicating more or less the same time every day. Maybe it's a bit longer. In 1 year, we'll finish the whole Torah Shebaal Peh. The Rambam managed to do it because the Rambam did not write Milsa B'Taimer. The Rambam wrote the bottom line. But to be able to write the entire Torah Shebaal Peh to the point that the Rambam is going to write in this introduction that all a Yid needs to do now to fulfill the mitzvah of Yidiyas Kol HaTorah Kula, which is to read the Chamishi Chumshei Torah and to read Mishneh Torah, which is why he called it the Mishneh Torah. That's a very presumptuous goal. And one can argue, who are you to do that? And many people feel ashamed to undertake something that others cannot. No one was able to do what Rambam did. No one did what Rambam did. No one. Even in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Only wrote the mitzvahs that are Negeya Bizman HaGolos. But to compile all of the Torah Shebaal Peh, including the dinim of Karbanis and Avodah, including the dinim of Tum and Tara, including the dinim of, as we learned, Hilchos Melachim and Melchamei Seim, that Rambam did. You know why? Because God gave him the koyach to do it. And when God gives you a talent, go ahead and do it. And I won't be ashamed. And the Aleph and the Zion, that really the Zion is the Teb of the world, and the Aleph is the Aluf Yishal Olam, that's the Aleph, the Oz, and the purpose of the Torah is to take the Aleph and bring it into the Zion. And Bahabiti, I'll call Mitzvah Secha, that he's what is the goal? The goal is to have a Chibur that gives us the koyach to gaze at all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. Begins the Rambam. Kol ha-mitzvah she-nitnu l'Moshe b'Sinai. All of the mitzvahs that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu in Sinai, b'feirushan nitnu, Hashem gave it with their explanations. We're all on Sinai. And we know this is a machlokes tanoi. That's the way that Rambam is siding with. It's very interesting that the Hashgacha Pratis, we are learning this in the portion of Bahar. We are in Tavshin Pei Beis. Today's live, Bo'omer Tavshin Pei Beis. And in the beginning of Bahar, Ma'in and Shmital Eitzel Har Sinai. So there is another limud on Torah Shabbal Peh, which sides that every part of the Torah was given B'Sinai. It was then repeated in the Oyel Moed. And then Moshe Rabbeinu repeated it prior to his passing. But the pasuk that the Rambam quotes is a pasuk in Mishpatim. And what's the pasuk in Mishpatim? Ve'etna locha es luchais ha'evin, ve'hatoira ve'hamitzvah. So we know what luchais ha'evin is, the tablets. What does the Torah refer to in this pasuk? The Torah shebachsav. Ve'hamitzvah, gavaldik. The word mitzvah means the commandment that God gave orally to Moshe that clarifies and explains the meaning and the way that we are to keep all of the mitzvahs. Vitzivanu lasis ha-Torah al-pi mitzvah. We have to keep the Torah shebachsav the way God commanded Moshe. In other words, al-pi the Torah shebaal-peh. U-mitzvah zu hi ha-nikreis Torah shebaal-peh. Says Rambam, kol ha-Torah k'sova Moshe Rabbeinu k'edim shiyomus b'chsav yodei. And Chavre Bitaka learned in Menachas, the whole machloikas over there. Did he write it on Friday? Did he write it on Shabbos? Because we have it in tradition that Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Shabbos afternoon. We say, he said, Koscha Tzadik Liyoylam, because three great tzadikim passed away Shabbos afternoon, Yosef HaTzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech. When did Moshe Rabbeinu write it? It's like a whole discussion. How can you write it on Shabbos? And we learned over there the Tosfos, that there's something called Hashbuas Takumas, that he wrote it through this mystical medium of making the quill write on its own. That couldn't be done on Shabbos. Other opinion, Tosfos says that maybe he wrote it on Friday. Rambam was also siding with that which the Gemara is speaking about, that Moshe Rabbeinu write all of the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. Why not, or what not, the last eight verses, the last eight psukim speak about his passing. There is an Ashita that holds that Yeshua wrote it. We side that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it Bidema. So that's what the Rambam is writing, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the whole Torah. V'nasan sefer l'chol shevet v'shevet, he wrote actually 13 sifrei Torah. Each one Torah he gave to every tribe, v'sefer echad nisan nahu ba'orain. Remember that, Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda. Right, the Rambam is saying ba'orain. What was the other shita? Either in the ark, or they built the shelf mamish on the side of the ark, and they put it on that. Rambam is saying he put it ba'orain, and it's there la'ed. Shenemaras, it says, and now we're going from the beginning. Pasuk and Parshas Vayelach, Lokoyach Eis Sefer Atleir Azem, that's the command of Moshe Rabbeinu, V'samtem Oisoi V'goymer, and why V'hoya Shom V'cho, as a testimonial of the entirety of the written Torah. Now, I would like to point out that the Rebbe strongly opines that when the Rambam in his Hagdama is speaking about Torah Shebachsav, clearly he's not speaking about Nevi'im and Nesuvim, which at times is definitely part of the Torah Shebachsav. That's not what the Rambam is referring to. Because this is a sefer that's focusing on the Perush of the mitzvahs. And all of the mitzvahs are in the Chamishei Chumshei Torah. There isn't a single new mitzvah in Nevi'im and Kesuvim. And we learned about this in Nachum Megillah. Remember, Megillah says that, first of all, it's a Derabanan. But even those have a remez in the Torah. And Nach, the Rebbe explains, to a certain degree, is like a bridge between the written Torah and the oral Torah. There's nothing new in it, but it expounds upon that which is written in the Chamishei Chumshei Torah, which is really what the Torah Shebaal Peh is. It's not adding, God forbid, nothing to what God told Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the Eperush of the entirety of the Torah Shebaal Peh. And of course, we have in the Gemara, as we learned at the Mamrim, aside of that, many new cases where either we use the Yud Gimel Midos to come to a psak and something that Hashem did not speak about based on that which God told Moshe. And then you have Gezeiras, Takanos, and Menhagos. That's Midrabanos, which we also have to keep by Torah law, Loisosu. But let's keep on going. HaMitzvah Shehi Perush HaTorah Loik Sova the mitzvah again. That's the way, that's the chazal that Rambam is quoting. The word mitzvah in the pasuk in the end of Mishpatim, right? Torah and mitzvah. The mitzvah, which refers to the Pedesh HaTorah, Loik Sava Ela, it's not written down. Ela Tziva Bol Zekenim, Moshe Rabbeinu commanded it to the elders and to Yehoshua and to all the other people. Everything is meduik, b'yoser, we learn Chitas, we learn Terashi, and that brings down the Gemara, how Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah, right? First Aaron, and then to Banov, and then to the Zekenim, and then to Shari Yisrael, and that Chazal Yehoshua, B'chlal is not mentioned. In Pirkei Avos, you have the mention only of Yehoshua. There's so much, there's piles and piles that has to be learned from it. Shenamar, as it says in the A, that Eis Kol Adover Asher Anochi Mitzava. You hear the word Mitzava? It's a key word here. We, you know, we teach in Cheder, commanded. No, Mitzava, like in the mitzvah, is in reference specifically to the Perush that Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu to explain the meaning of the mitzvahs. Asher Anochi Mitzava Eschem is Oisoi Tishmeru Lasois. We have to keep. Not the written. We don't know what the written means. The mitzvah, the mitzvah, the perush that Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, umipnei zeh, since it was not written down, it's called Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam doesn't write down that it was usher to write down Torah Shebal Peh. The Rambam doesn't explain later that because of the Eis Lasis Lashem, the Rambam doesn't mention that. She's giving you what happened. It was kept by heart. Now, afa pishal nechtav Torah Shebal Peh. Nevertheless, Limda Moshe Rabbeinu Kula Bebeis Dinai. Now listen to the three different people that the Rambam mentions, three different groups, to the 70 elders, and to Elazar and Pinchas that we're going to group together, and to Yehoshua. You hear that? In other words, Shloshtan, speaking about Elazar and Pinchas and Yehoshua, Kiblu Mi Moshe. Rebbe's Medayik over here, that when we're speaking about God giving the Torah to Moshe, the emphasis is on the giver, that God gave it to Moshe. Nitna lo Moshe. The moment we begin speaking about how it was passed down, we don't speak about the one who gave, but we're emphasizing the one who received it. You're going to see this is consistent. Who was Mekabel? Only Yeshua, with one exception of Yeshua. That by Yeshua, the Rambam doesn't write the words Kibel, the Rambam writes that Moshe Rabbeinu gave it. There's a unique link between Moshe and Yeshua. Huh? Nitna is giving, or Masad is giving over, handing over. Dile Yeshua. Shu tell me the Shul Moshe Rabbeinu. What's unique? He already included Yeshua, right? Together with Elazar, together with Pinchas, that they were Kiblu B'Moshe. And here the Rambam is writing another diuk. Aside of him receiving it all from Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu uniquely gave it over to Yeshua. Masad Treda Shebal Peh, Vitzibo Alel. The Rambam explains, that's why Yeshua did not need to be anointed with Shaman HaMishcha. Even though we learned at the end of the cycle that every king, if he's not a Ben Melech, has to be anointed with the Shaman HaMishcha. The only exception was Yeshua, because the Torah has in it this Shaman. And from all of the passing down the Torah from one generation to the other, there was something unique between Moshe and Yeshua. That all of the Torah was given over to Yeshua, aside of Yeshua being the Kabbalah from Moshe. And in the Torah, there's already the koyach for him being a king. And therefore, he did not need the Shaman HaMishcha. Now, v'chein Yeshua kol yimei chayiv limed al peh, he taught it to others. And uzakeinim rabim kiblu mi Yeshua. V'kibel eli, from whom? From the zakeinim and from Pinchas. You can just appreciate the gold over here. Like, everything has to have a source. And look how the Rambam is moving. Like, first he spoke about Yeshua and Nachman, and he spoke about how Yeshua with Pinchas has, and with the Zekanim, they got it from Moshe Rabbeinu. And here he's going into details of the Mesoira that he's putting now Moshe, the Zekanim, right? I'm sorry, Moshe, Yeshua, the Zekanim, and then Eli received it from the Zekanim and from Pinchas. For Shmuel kibel me'eli ubeis dinai, the David kibel me'Shmuel ubeis dinai, ba'achia hashiloini. In spite of the fact that he was alive when we left Mitzrayim, and all the men that were between 20 and 60 passed away, Kaidim called the last batch were forgiven. That's one of the first celebration of Tuba of. But furthermore, he was evidently younger than 20 when we left Mitzrayim. He lived for hundreds of years. Huh? That's a very good point. That's a very good point. They were Levim. Levim didn't pass away. Thank you. But he was very young then. That's a good correct. The Levi Hoya, Vishoma mi Moshe, Hoya Katan bimei Moshe. Now, the Rambam wants to emphasize Katan, very good. Not to explain why he lived through the desert. You're right, he was a Levi. But he wants to make a point that we're placing Achia Hashiloni in the line of the Mesoidus of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. We're passing him after David HaMelech. He was much older than David HaMelech. In other words, he wants to make a point. It's not about the age. And even though he heard Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, but since his link in the chain of Mesoida was after David HaMelech passed away, it was then, or after David HaMelech assumed the position of king and he became appointed as the head of the Sanhedrin. So we place him over here. So this is not about who was older, who was younger, but there was a certain system of, there were times where that person was the Ikir Mekabel. He had in him all of the Torah Sheba'al Peh, and it was his responsibility to pass it on to the next generation.
It was hundreds of years between
heaven. He was an ancient person. That's a side of the fact that even though people are more familiar with Eliyahu HaNavi's constant coming back to people who are worthy, including to teach them Torah, that the same thing also continues with Achia HaShiloini. It is in our Mesoida that the Achia HaShiloini was the one that taught the Baal Shem Tov the entire Torah over a period of 10 years, every single day for a couple of hours a day. Let's go back. The Eliyahu kibel ma'achia HaShiloini ubeis dinoi, and then the Elisha kibel me'Eliyahu ubeis dinoi. So I'm saying not very good. That's a very good point. If the Rambam would have learned that Pinchas Eliyahu kipshutai, not mashmar at all, like this over here.
Twice.
Even though Achia Shiloini was also from those days, but then he would have mentioned it by Pinchas as well, which he doesn't. Very good. These were the great tzaddikim. Zechariah, by the way, Zechariah was the son of Yehoyada. But he was the Navi and Kain that was killed.
This is actual smicha,
right? Kibble means that even though there were thousands of Tamidim that were part of the learning of the Torah, but there was always one leader, that we can say that person has in him the entirety of the Torah Sheba'al Peh. Yes, that Kibble doesn't. Okay, Shlomo asked about smicha. For sure he got smicha. But I'm sure that many people who got the real smicha were not these specific Eden that are mentioned in the chain. This is much more than the smich. The Uzachariah kibel mehoyada ubeis dinai. The Hoshea kibel mezachariah ubeis dinai. The Amos kibel mehoshea ubeis dinai. The Yeshaya kibel mehomes ubeis dinai. Umicha kibel mehoshea ubeis dinai. The Yoel kibel mehmicha ubeis dinai. The Nachum kibel mehoyel ubeis dinai. The Chabako kibel mehnachum ubeis dinai. Tzfanya kibel mehchabako ubeis dinai. Yirmiya kibel mehtzfanya ubeis dinai. Baruch ben Neviya kibel mi Yirmiya ubeis dinai. And Ezra ubeis dinai kiblu mi Baruch ben Neriya ubeis dinai. Now, when we speak about the Beis Din of Ezra, we have a special name for that Beis Din, and they are the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, as the Rambam goes over here. Ubeis dinai shel Ezra heim hanikroim Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla. And they were a group that had in them Chachamim and Neviim, which is another very important topic. Like, for example, the Siddur was formulated by the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla. And that's important because Yesh Bozeh, Masha Ein Bozeh, there's some unique advantage over a Chacham, over a Navi. There's an advantage from a Navi over a Chacham. And the words that we say forever, as formulated by the Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla, was compiled by people that together with Chachma and with Nevius, we came to the Siddur. Behem, and who are some of the members of Anshe Knesset HaGdoyla? He begins with the Nevi'im. The last Nevi'im, what we call Chagei Zachariah Malachi, Daniel Hananya Mishol Bazaria, Vinachemna Ben Chachlaya. That's the way I heard it pronounced. And you have in the Gemara, if you remember, Megillah, whole questions whether Ezra and Nechemya were the same person. You see that every word here is gold. Umardechai Bilshan, remember that? The word Bilshan means the linguist. Because since the nace that God gave to the Jewish people came at one step through Moshe Rabbeinu, through Mardechai's understanding, Bigzason Vaseresh, so he's known, and Bechlal, every head of the Sanhedrin was a linguist. But he is known as Mardechai Bilshan, and Zerubbabel, and Vahar Bechachamim Imam. Tashlum, what was the total number of the Anshek Nesas HaGdoyla, May of Esrim Zekenim. Now, Chevra, it doesn't mean that they all lived together. It's not that when they convened the Beis Din and every member was there, you had 120. Of course not. This is over a period of time. But that group is called the Anshek Nesas HaGdoyla. And Ha'achron Mehem, he is Shimon HaTzadik. Right? The Kohen Gadol that served for 40 years in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, as the Gemara Yuma speaks about, that even though the Bayis Sheni was nothing near the Bayis Rishon as far as godly revelation is concerned, but there was something unique relative to Bayis Sheni. That was the height, beruchnius of Bayis Sheni. And vohu hoya mechlal hameya ve'esrim, v'kibol treidah sheval peh mikulam, and vohu hoya koyin godol achar Ezra, which is another whole topic. And Rambam is clearly holding that Ezra was the koyin godol b'zman Bayis Sheni. And if you remember, when we went through the 300 plus Kohanim Gadolim Bezman Bayis Sheni, and the Gemara makes the cheshbon that Yochanan Kohen Gadol was for 80 years, Shimon HaTzadik was for 40 years. So from the 420 years, you have already two, and then every year, the Gemara didn't mention Ezra. Here he's holding that Ezra was the Kohen Gadol, followed by Shimon HaTzadik. And Tignoish, now that we went through the already, we are after the passing of Shimon HaTzadik, now is beginning the pre-Tanoim era, pre-Tanoic era. And these are the, we can call them Tanoim, but really they're called the Zugais. The Zugais is because then we made a change. Instead of having one as the Mekabel and the chain and the Mesoidas, we already began to speak about two, a group, a team. As the Mishnah mentions, and who was considered the first, who was considered the second. And here are the generations of the Zugais. Antignois ish soichoi ubezdinoi kiblo mishim in a tzaddik ubezdino. Now, who are his talmidim? Let's go. Yoisi ben yoi ezed ish tzereida vi yoisi ben yoi chenem ish dushalayim ubezdinom. Right? The first pair of the Zugais. Kiblo mantignois ubezdinoi. Yoishua ben parachi ben etayu arbeili ubezdinom. Kiblo me yoisi ve yoisi ubezdinom. The next generation of the pairs is Yehuda ben Tabai vishem ben Shatach ubezdinom. Kiblo me yoishua ben etayu ubezdinom. Shmai Naftalian, who were Gedei Tzedek, who based Dinam, Kiblu, Me Yehuda, the Shimon, who based Dinam, Hillel and Shammai, who based Dinam, Kiblu, Mishmai, Vavtalian, who based Dinam, Yechlan, Ben Zakai, Rab Shimon, Ben Noi, Shal Hillel Azok, and Kiblu, from Hillel, who based Dinoi. Now, Chamisha, Talmidim, Hoyeloi, Rab Yechlan, Ben Zakai, Veheim, Gedoila, Hachachamim, Shekiblu, Mimenu, Ve Elohim. With the greatest of the students, Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, right, who's Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanus, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yossi HaKoyen, Rabbi Shimon ben Esanel, and Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch. Now, Rabbi Akiva ben Yosef, he learned Torah under Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. Says Rambam that the Yosef Aviv, the father of Rabbi Akiva, was a Ger Tzedek Hayo. If you remember, we learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mibnei Banav Shal Sancheirev Limdu Toira BiYerushalayim. That's referring to Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva was not himself a Ger?
No, he was Ben Gerim. His father was a Ger. Yeah. Shmai and Avitalion were Gerim. Gerim said it. Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Meir, who also was a son of a Ger Tzedek, both of them Kiblu me Rabbi Akiva. That's very interesting. No, it's the contemporary of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, that there are parts of the Torah Shalopel, let's word it that way, that Rabbi Shmuel got from Rabbi Akiva. V'gam kibel Rab Meir v'chaverov from Rabbi Yishmael. Wow. So here you see that Rabbi Meir was a Talmud, both of Rabbi Akiva and of Rabbi Yishmuel. That we just learned recently. Chaverov shel Rabbi Meir, Haim, who are his colleagues? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. It's amazing. We were speaking really about the Talmidim of, No, the after the story of Lag BaOmer, after the passing of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, so then he had five other Talmidim, so he's mentioning them. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Loi, the Rosh HaMedabrim, Rabbi Shimon, that's the Rashbi, Rabbi Nechemia, but now we're getting more, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, Rabbi Yochanan Asandler, the Shimon ben Azai, and the Rabbi Hananya ben Taradoin, which is quite amazing. Because if you remember, Rabbi Hananya ben Taradoin was the Shver of Rabbi Meir. His daughter was Beruria. Together with Rabbi Akiva, who are the chaverim of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Tarfon, who is Rabbi Shel Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Another chaver of Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. If someone can make a map of all this, you'll have a clarity, you'll have a picture of which Tanoim, at least the ones that the Rambam is mentioning, and there are so many more, like the Ravid points out, but there's a reason why the Rambam speaks specifically about them. You'll see where they fit in this Masoretz. Now, but Rab Gamliel HaZaken, right, who was the Enikol of Hillel, Kibel Merab Shimon Aviv, who was the son of Hillel HaZaken. And we call this Rab Gamliel the elder Rab Gamliel, because there was, they kept on naming Kemin Hagenu after the passing, they gave a name. So the name kept on repeating itself, you know, every second or third generation. Rab Shimon ben Noi, that means Rab Shimon, the son of Rab Gamliel HaZaken, Kibul Mimenu. Rab Gamliel ben Noi, Kibul Mimenu. Rab Shimon ben Noi, Kibul Mimenu. And that's already the father of Rabbi Yehuda Hanas. Rabbi Yehuda ben Noi, Shal Rab Shimon, Zeo Hanikra Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Vehu Kibel, Sai Me'aviv, Rab Shimon, and from Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, you have to appreciate that all of these names were mentioned before. And Umar Rab Shimon v'chaveirov. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Chiber HaMishnah. And the Rambam says, Umiyemois Moshe Rabbeinu. Ba'ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, as we began the Hagdama, that the mitzvah, which is the entirety of the Torah Shebal Peh, was not written down in an organized fashion. Indeed, none of it was written down. It was Siva, Masar, Mikablin. Loi Chibru Chibur, they didn't put it together in a text. Shemalamdim Oysam Berabim Batoyde Shabal Peh. In other words, everyone had the right to take their own notes, but it was not allowed to be used for everyone. Elo B'chol Devedor, Roish Beisdin Oy Navi, Shoyva Oysa Hador, if he found it important, Koisev La'atzmoy, he would write for himself, Zichroin Hashmuas, Sheshoma Miraboisov, and he would not teach it out of the text. That was for him, for his own memory. He took notes. Humalamed Alpeh Borabu. And Vechain, Kol Echad De'Echad, not only on the main links in the chain, but every Yid, Koisev La'atzmoy, Kefi Koichoy, Mi Beir Hatoido, Umil Choyseh, Kumoy Sheshoma. He would write down that which he received. And and guys, we learned this in Hilchos Mamrim. In other words, we could divide the Torah Shebal Peh into two groups. That which Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was passed down, and we get it, ish mipi ish, back from Moshe, back from God Almighty in Sinai. And then you have biblical halachas, which were not taught by God, but since Hashem gave us the Yud Gimel Midos, and now we have to know how to rule in a scenario that we don't have a direct Mesoidim. So we have to use the Yud Gimel Midos. And even though over there used to be arguments, some people say to Darshan in one way, some people to Darshan the other way. But as long as we had a Sanhedrin, these topics were taken up by the Sanhedrin. And by vote, we went after the majority. And once it was established, this became part of the Torah Shebal Peh. And it's called the Oraisa. It's called biblical. Any kavuchaymet, anything that's learned from a kavuchaymet, everything that's learned from Gzeira Shava, big part of Torah Shavuot. This is a side of the rabbinicals that we're not talking about. Chayin hoyahadaver tamed ad Rabbeinu Hakadosh. That what is going back to the vechayin, that even though people were allowed to write notes for themselves, but the mesoida was everything we heard ish mipi ish, and every new addition that the Sanhedrin of and prior Sanhedrins came to new conclusions based on the Yud Gimel Midas, full of that was together gathered, and it was passed down. Comes along Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who kibetz kol hashmuais v'chol hadinim v'chol habiyurim v'hapirushim sheshomu mimoshe Rabbeinu. That's category number one, that which we directly heard from Moshe Rabbeinu. And number two, v'shelimdu based on shebechol devador v'chol ha'terah kula, based on the Yud Gimel Midas. So what did Rabbeinu HaKadosh do? Chibeir Mahakoil, he compiled from all of it, and he wrote a sefer that we call the Mishnah. the Shinanoi Lachachamim Barabim, and when he taught from the text, from the Mishnah. The Nigla Lachol Yisrael, he revealed the Mishnah to all the Yidin, Ukesavuhu Kulam, and all of them copied the text. The Ripzoi, they were Marabit, they spread it out. Rambam is addressing implicitly, I write this Torah has to be Balpeh. So the answer is Eislas Islashem, but he's not going into the Isur and the Heter. It's just the fact that he, the reason why did he do it? For the Torah not to be forgotten.
Left out all the prices.
No. The Rambam holds that they were written as a as an expanding on the Rabbeinu, the Mishnah. The Mishnah was the first Chibur. And all the everything else that you mentioned that Rambam is going to speak about. And it's secondary to the Mishnah. The Lama Asa Rabbeinu HaKadosh Kach. Why did he make a change? He's not speaking about, again, the prohibition of writing it down. Like, leave things the way they are. There is the Torah, the five books of Moshe. And then you have the oral Torah Shabbat Peh. Why didn't he leave it K'moy Shohayim? Lefi answers that Rambam, Shara Shatalmidim Mismatim Baholchum. First of all, less students. Number two, Vahatzoreis, Mischachois, Uboys. That there was constantly new difficulties arising. Umalchus Roimi, Poishetas, Bo'elom, Mizgaberes. And Malchus Roimi, specifically, they were out to uproot the Torah Shabbat Peh. In other words, wherever, whenever they conquered a country, it wasn't, okay, there's a change of government. No, it was a change of government that had implications that it's going to be a lot harder for us, especially to learn Torah. They outlawed smicha, etc. And on top of that, we are being dispersed to further ends of the world. So therefore, chibur, chibur echad, liyos biyad kulam, everyone should have it. In order for us to be able to study the whole Torah Shabbat Peh quickly, for it not to be forgotten, that means that the whole Torah Shabbat Peh is in the Mishnah. Elama, it's in the Mishnah in a way that you have to be a big chacham to extrapolate it, which is what the Gemara does. The Yashav kol yomav hu beis dinoi v'limdoi ha-mishnah v'rab.
You never had opposition?
No. Well,
it's amazing.
Now, the Eilu Heim G'doy L'Hachachamim. Shehoyu B'Beis Din Shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh V'Kiblu Mimenu. The Rambam is writing 11 Chachamim, aside of the thousands of others, but the specific 11 that were Mekablam from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Shimon En Gamliel Banav. V'Rab Ephes. V'Rab Chanina Ben Chama. V'Rab Chia. And Rav. V'Rab Yanai. Remember, Rab Yanai, here being a Talmud of Rebbe, Ubar Kapara, Ushmuel. Who does the Ravid speak about Shmuel concerning him being a Talmud of Rebbe? V'Rab Yechanan, V'Rab Oishaya. The Elu Heim Gedoyla Hachachamim Shekiblu Bimenu, and V'Imohem Alofim Uravavos. Not thousands, tens of thousands. Mishar Hachachamim.
The Rav is also a Tana.
Rav is Tana. That's not a no. Rav Tana who Palig. Because he, if he wanted to, we don't use this whenever, we don't stop use it. It was in that, at the first eras, certain people had that koyach.
Just Rav?
No, not just Rav. It's going to come to me in a second. There's other contemporaries of his that we say that he has the koyach to be, to argue. Afalpi she'elu ha'achad osin kiblu mirabbeinu ha'kodesh and v'amdu b'midrashoi and the taka were with him in his base medrash, nevertheless. But the second to last one mentioned, Rabbi Yechanan, Katan Hayom, and Va'acharkach, he continued to be the Talmud of Rabbi Yanai, who was a Talmud of Rebbe, and V'kibul Mimenu Torah. And similarly, Rav, who was a Talmud of Rebbe, also continued to be a Talmud of Rabbi Yanai. And Shmuel, who the Rambam mentioned was a Talmud of Rebbe, but also was young, Kibel Mirab Chanina, Bar Chamon. Okay. And it's important to note that because Rav and Shmuel were really the first era of Amiroyim in Bavel. Even though Rav began in Eretz Yisrael, but they began the whole Babylonian Amiroic period, even though the Yidden were living there way before, but they established the Torah over there beyond anything that was done prior to them. Now, Rav was Machaber. Huh?
Rav said Absura, I think.
Rav said Absura, correct. Rav Chiber Sifra V'Sifri, which is Levoir Ulohidia Ikarei HaMishnah. Ikarei HaMishnah, guys, means not the Ikir. The Ikir is written in the Mishnah, the sources of the Mishnah. Rav Chia Chiber Toisefta Levoir Inyonei HaMishnah, to explain. So there's writing sources. Svarim are written to explain more. What we call braises, the word braise means butter outside. That which was not put in the Mishnah explicitly, it was left outside. So people would be able to extrapolate. When we lost that koyach, we right away wrote more details down. Levoed divrei ha-Mishnah. Similar to Rav Chia, to the Tesefta. So braises and Tesefta's, their goal is to be mevayer. And the Sifron, the Sifri, is to write the ikarim of the Mishnah.
Sifra and Sifri were from Oral Torah.
All of this is Oral Torah. The Rambam wants to point out that all of the names of the Svarim that we keep on referring to from the times of the Tanoim, that they were written as a backup, as an expansion of the Mishnah. And also, you know, when we speak about Mishnas Rab Shimon, the Zohar is called Mishnas Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. It was all of that was written, but that's considered an extension of the Mishnah.
What does it mean to have an oral source for oral?
Nah, the source is that there, of course, everything has a source. The source of the Chumash, or the source of the Yud Gimel Midas. In other words, it was a very short version of the Gemara. Now, the Rabbi Yechanan Chiber HaGemara HaYerushalmis, it was put together in Eretz Yisrael. We know it was put together in Tiberia. Achar Churban Abayis, around 300 years. Umigedoyla HaChachamim, Shekiblu Meir Abu Shmuel, is Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, and we clearly write the whole time. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman, Rav Kahana. Umegedoy lachachamim shekiblu me Rav Yechanan. Is Rav Bar Bar Chana, Rav Ami, Rav Asi, Rav Dimei, Rav Ovin. Umechlal hachachamim shekiblu me Rav Huna, Umi Rav Yehuda, were Rav and Rav Yosef. I think it would be great, right, for Chabad.org, for the Chayenu, for sure, to put a picture of all this. When you have a picture, no, not a picture. Like, I need to have a picture with a tree and top and bottom. It's gavaldik. Ushneim kiblu gam mirab Nachman. Umichlal hachachamim shekiblu mirava. Now we're going to the end of the times of the Amoraim. Is Rav Ashi v'Ravina. Now, when people say, who put together the Talmud Bavli? Rav Ashi and Avina. But the Rambam holds that Mar Barav Ashi still added to it. And Be'emes, there was a very short era after the Gemara that's called the era of the Rabbanon Savaroi. And if you remember, every now and then, that's great. Every now and then, you have some lines in the Gemara that Tosfos says, that's Rabbanon Savaroi. Umar Barav Ashi, Kibel Mi Aviv, who is? Which is Rav Ashi, and from Ravina. Now, says Rambam, Nimtza, it comes out, that Mirav Ashi ad Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, we have Arboim Doirois. And the Rebbe, in Likutei Sichos Chelek Chavtes, connects it to the pasuk we have at the end of Parshas Kisavim. That Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Yidin, that V'linosan Hashem Lachem, Leiv Lodas, V'naim Lirois, V'naim Lishmoya, Ad Ayoyim Azed, Arboim Shana, that there's something about 40 years, that even though we're not speaking about 40 years, we're speaking about 40 generations, but there's something about 40 that gives a person the koyach of full bina, and that's why it came out, the 40 is including God, that from God until Rav Ashi, you have the 40 doiras. And the Rambam is going up the tree. This is something that you have a lot in Kabbalah, that you go down, Sefer Yetzirah begins with, you know, you have to understand how to read the beginning, from the beginning, from Kesed down to Malchus, and then it goes back up. The Rambam is doing the same thing. The Elohim, Milmailo Lamata, and then Milmata Lamailo. The Elohim, we're going up. Rav Ashi is the main Mekabel from, we're going in this link, Rava. Rava from Rabba. You understand we're mentioning Rava because we have to be also know that Rava and Abaya, aside of Yalkagam, he paskin like Rava. Rava is the Basura. In other words, he's going into the main decisors, the Poiskim. Rava. From Rabba, from Rav Huna. Rabba is the Rabba de Leposek from Megirse. That's the Rabba. Right, Rabba Bar Nachmeni. Rabba received it from Rav Huna. Now it's amazing. Again, Rav Huna was the Rosh Hashiva in Surah, but Rav Huna, he's going up with a few, is a makabel from Rav Yechanan, from Rav, and from Shmuel. But the first one he mentioned is Rav Yechanan. That's the Iker over here. But Rav Yechanan, and Rav and Shmuel, all three, Rabbeinu HaKadosh.
We
paskin by Shmuel b'Mamayna. The big machlekes here is because that the Ravid, whoever has the Ravid, is very. You have to read what he writes. He says Shmuel was not a Talmud of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He negates that. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rab Shimon Aviv, Rab Shimon, Rab Gamliel Aviv. And as we learned that Malchus goes down to Yerusha, sometimes in our tradition that the main links in the chain were taka father to son. Rab Gamliel, Rab Shimon Aviv. Rab Shimon, Rab Gamliel, Hazaken of it. Rab Gamliel, Hazaken, Rab Shimon of it. To the first, to the Hillel elder. Rab Shimon, Mehillel of it, the Shammai. Just Lahoyer, that the Rambam, just now we just read, I'm going back a few lines earlier. He writes that Rab Shimon ben Noishel, Hillel Hazaken, Kiblu, Mehillel, Ubeis Dinoi, and he doesn't mention Shammai there. It's amazing. And here, he mentions Shammai. Everything obviously has a reason. That's a ha'ara. Then Hillel and Shammai received it from Shmai and Avitalia. Maybe to be consistent with the Zugas. Shmai and Avitalia received it from Yehuda and Shimon. Yehuda and Shimon received it from Yeshua and Parachim and Atayu al-Bailey. Yeshua and Atayu received it from Yosi ben Yehazav and Yosi ben Yochanan. Yosi ben Yehazav and Yosi ben Yochanan received it from Antignos. Antignos was still the standalone. But Antignos is Soichai, the Talmud of Shimon HaTzadik. That was pre the Zugas. Tigna is from Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik from Ezra. Ezra from Baruch. Baruch from Yirmiya. Yirmiya from Tzfanya. Tzfanya from Chavakuk. Chavakuk from Nachum. Nachum from Yoel. Yoel from Micha. Micha from Yishaya. Yishaya from Amos. Amos from Hoshea. Hoshea from Zechariah. Zechariah from Yoyoda. Yoyoda from Elisha. Elisha from Elio. Elio from Achia. Achia from David. David from Shmuel. Shmuel from Eli. Eli from Pinchas. Pinchas from Yeshua. Now it's amazing. Yeshua from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu received it mipi hagavura from the Almighty. Nimsa comes out shekulam mahashem elikei Yisrael. Wow. Now says Rambam, kol elu hachachomim hanaskarim him gedoyla hadoyres mehem Rashi yeshivas mehem Rashi Golias mehem Sanhedrin gedoyla. Ah, you gotta love it. That the Rashi yeshivas were not from the Sanhedrin Gedoyla. And that's Adayim Azeh. So there's always this Rosh Yeshiva and the Rav. And each one doesn't think that high of the other. Because the Rosh Yeshiva knows that the Rav Pasha doesn't understand Efrashtetnish. The Rav knows that the Rosh Yeshiva doesn't know the Dinim. And that goes on until today. V'imoyim, b'chol dor v'doyr, alofim u'revavoy, sheshomu im mehem. And v'imoyim, it's amazing, v'imoyim, Ravina and Rav Ashi, heim soif chachmei ha-gemara. Rav Ashi, hu shechiber ha-gemara ha-bablis ve-eret shinar. When did that happen? Approximately, achar shechiber Rav Yechanan ha-gemara Yerushalmis, b'kemoi mei yoshana. Guys, don't forget that because of the Roman persecution, they did not properly allow the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael to complete the Talmud Yerushalmi as much as Rav Yechanan would have wanted. So it really shifted. Even though it's a complete different type of Talmud, but Talmud Yerushalmi, he's not even mentioning it over here. He's mentioning the real compilation of the oral Torah and the Talmud, which is in Talmud Babel.
400 years after.
Around 400 years after the Churban. Ve'inyan shnei ha-gomaris hu, both Yerushalmi and Babli, perush divrei ha-mishnah, ubeyur amukoy seho. In other words, unlike he wrote before the Safra, the Safri, the Ikrei HaMishnah, the Biur HaMishnah, he is writing a new word, Oimek. In other words, there are deeper points in it. Udvarim and Udvarim Shunaschachu, B'chol Beizdin U'Beizdin, from the days of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Archi Ben HaGemara, like we mentioned. The side of the Mesoida, we have all of the new Yud Gimel Midas' application. What happened after that Mishnah was written, all of that was included in the Gemara. Umishnei ha-gemaris, and from the Tosefta, and from Sifra, and from Sifri, and from the Tosefta is Mikula Mizbar. If you have all of it, you'll know Ha'asur v'hamuter, Ha'tomei v'hator, Ha'chayim v'hapoter, Ha'posul v'hakosher, K'moy she'etiku ish mipi ish, all the way back, mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, mi Sinai, which means from God Almighty. Gam yisbar mehem. Now what you'll have in the Gemara, aside of everything that God said, the mitzvah, the perush, the Torah Shebal Peh, there is another part of the Torah Shebal Peh. Again, as we learned in Hilchas Mamrim, that I'm going to put them all three together, ish mipi ish, yud gimel midos, and now we're speaking about rabbinic law, which is also something that we are bound by God's law to obey. Gam yisbar mehem, mehem means from both Gemara's Talmud, and from the Babli, Yerushalmi, from the Sifra, Sifri, etc. Devarim shegazru chachamim munavim shebechol der v'doir. And why did they make these decrees? Either lasoi siyag l'toira. K'moy sheshamu mimoyshe b'feirosh. All right. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu explicitly was alluding to in the Torah Shemachsav that there'll be such a thing, that the rabbis will go ahead and they're going to make gezeiros. Siyagim. Shneimar as it says, this is the last pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois, Ushmartem es mishmarti, which literally means you shall observe my mitzvahs. That's the pshat, you shall observe. But what we know, again, this is what we have between the perush that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us on this pasuk. It means God commanded us, asu mishmeres, make a safeguard to my mitzvahs. So if we see that this mitzvah could become weakened, we have to add to it, like don't mix chicken and milk. That's going to be a mishmeres, not to cook meat and milk.
Does the Rambam agree all this is the Ruach HaKodesh, like it says in Ayonim?
The Rambam doesn't have to even write about this, Ali. Of course. He doesn't imagine.
He doesn't imagine.
Gam Yisbar, we also have in the above mentioned, again, the Gemaras and Safras Safri, Brises Tiseftas, Haminogos, Bahatakonos, which is a side of the Siyogim. Sheskinu Oishanahagu Bechol Devedor, Kamoishiro Bezdin, Shaloisa Hador. And why are they included in the Gemaras, etc.? Because even though there are rabbinic laws and they're not even to make a Siyog, it's a minig, doesn't matter. We are also bound by God's law to listen to it. As it says, Lefisha Asur Lasur Mehem, the Pasuk in Shoftim. Shenema Loi Sosur Min Adavara Sheegit Lecha, you mean as well, guys, this is a Iker and you big Yesoid on Tadash Shabbal Peh. No, the fact that we must listen to the Chachamim, which is a biblical precept, is such a powerful principle that the Kasha is, why don't we get Malkus every time we violate a rabbinic minog? Because we're violating on the Loi Sosur, that has to be explained. Whether it's a lav shemachlolos, whether it's a gavra chefza, but I'm saying it's a big ikir. This is part of the Torah Shabbal Peh. V'chein mishpatim v'dinim mufloim. There are marvelous judgments. Shulei kiblu mimoyshe. V'donu behem beizdin shal oysa hador v'midash ha-Torah nedreshes behem. U'pasku oysa mazakeinim v'gomru shadin kachu. Which is, by the way, a big part of the Gemara. How beautiful it's Tadat Shavis and Bamei Motzinus. And the Gemara is the first place in the oral Torah that you can push it, read the whole shakel of the Tariya, the back and forth. How did they get there? It's wondrous. Hakoel chiber avashi v'gamarim yimois moishe v'ad yom. V'chibru charchei ha-mishnah, chiburim acherim l'farish divrei Torah. What are they? The Rambam will mention some of them. Saying some of them because the Rambam doesn't explicitly mention the Pnimius HaTorah. Even though that we strongly opine, meaning we, the Rebbe, and many other who know that the Rambam not only learned the Zohar and the other sections of the hidden part of the Torah, the Pnimius HaTorah, but there are certain statements in the Yad HaChazaka that its only source is the Zohar. Its only source are other parts of the Pnimius HaTorah. But he's going to mention explicitly that Alam doesn't speak about it. But Rabbi Oishia Talmidei Shel Rabbeinu HaKadosh Chiber Beir Sefer Bereishis. Rabbi Yishmael wrote a Perush from the beginning of Eilu Shemois, including Eilu Shemois and Devarim on the four books of the five books of the of Moshe Rabbeinu, Atzei Fatoira, and it's called Mechilta. Now Mechilta is a name of a compilation not only compiled by Rabbi Yishmael, but Rabbi Akiva also wrote another Mechilta. Okay, it's amazing. See, the Rambam is really saying that these were written before the Mishnah. I think that's why he separates them. L'chayra, because we're going back to Rabbi Akiva. Rebbe was a Talmud Talmidoi. V'chachomim acherim achareim chibru midrashois. V'hakoil chubar koidim hagemara habamos. Point is that any part of Torah Shabbat that was written down was written before the Talmud Bavlis. Now, of course, we know there's a lot of Torah written afterwards, but that's on a much lower level, as the Rambam will explain. Now, Nimsa, Ravina, Barabashi, Vechavreim, Soif, Gedoyle, Chachme, Yisrael, whose main function was Hamatikim, Torah Shebalpeh, and who had the koyach to make gezeres, v'iskinu takonos, v'inigu menhagos, on a level that opashtu gezeroisam v'takonosam, u'minhagosam, b'chol Yisrael, b'chol melkoim esmoishavam. What happened after Ravashi and Avinu? So it says that Amma ba'achar based in shol Ravashi, shechiv and Gemara. And really, like almost like parenthetically, u'gemara, and really, the Talmud Bavli was completed in the days of his son. What's the name of the son of Ravashi? Mar, right? Mar Baravashi. But what happened was there was a geographical shift, meaning that Nispazru Yisrael b'chol ha'aratzos pizur yesed. We were further dispersed. And that has everything to do with the power of Chazal to enact a takana that binds all of the Yidden. When you're all together and you all receive it and you all put it into practice, then we're bound by it. But there was a big change, Pashit, in Galus. We were further dispersed. And the Higiyu laketzavayis ule'iyam arachaykim. And the Rav sakatata ba'olam. And the Nishtapshu hadarachim b'giyasayis. In other words, even the communication and the travel became difficult. And this is one end and the other. V'nismayi Talmud Torah. The Lenichnusu Yisrael Lilmid B'yeshivayseyim. On the numbers that we had. Imagine you had a yeshiva that you had 30,000 Talmidim, 70,000 Talmidim. We didn't have that anymore. Allah from Ravavis, as it used to be. Now, it's beautiful. Elam Eskapsim Yechidim, relative to what was before, it was individuals. We already called them the remnants. Like it said, that Hasiridim, Asher Hashem Koyram, that feel, hear the calling of God to dedicate their lives to the learning of Torah. B'chol Ir V'ir, B'chol Medina U'Medina, but they weren't united. And they're voice came about Torah. Umividim b'chibure ha'chachamim kulam. V'yoyde mehem darach ha'mishpatechu. They weren't united in location. And they didn't know one of the other. The b'chol, based in sh'amad achara gemara b'chol medina medina. If later, a big son got together, and they made a gzeira takon and mineg, the gozor that he's going to hinig libnei medinasa, you see, libnei medinasa. Not to the whole world, but to countries like Pashtu Maisa B'chol Yisrael. Why? I communicate. It was difficult. The Romans didn't let you go from one place to the other or other governments. And V'hiyois based in Shal Oysa Medina Yechidim. And on top of that, the Bezdin HaGadol of the Shivim V'Echad was already came to its temporary halt for thousands of years, already at the end of the times of the Gemara, before the end of the Gemara. Batol mikama shanam koy bechira Gemara. So therefore, ein koy fin anshim medina zul lina kaminik medina acheres. The ein oimrim le beis din zel ligza gezeda shagaz le beis din achar bemedina asoi. And the Rebbe is going to use this as we're going to coming to the end of the Hagdama. The Rambam, which normally signed his name as Moshe ben Maimon, here in Dagdama will sign his name, Moshe ben Maimon Hasfardi. And why did he have to write that he's a Sfardi? Connected to this, says the Rebbe. In other words, he wants to make a point that if you're going to learn other chiburim of Ga'onim and other chachamim of Ashkenaz could have come to another psak. He wants you to know that he is not writing this as telling you what to do halacha l'maisa. This goal is to put together the whole Torah Shebal Peh. And of course he's paskening, but his piskei dinim are binding to Sfardim. And so if you have one based in applying a din one way, a ladder based in applying it another way, right? We don't say we have to listen to the first one. You have the right to pick and choose which one makes the most sense to you. Because now that we're not all united, when we're all united, it's going to be, it's going to be judged, it's going to be discussed, and it's going to be voted upon, and that will be the one conclusion for all. Ela l'misha das noitel advarav, bein l'nishan bein l'achar. Udvarav halalu, bedinim v'gezeres v'takonis u'menhagish v'neschachu achar chibra gemar. That we have the right to pick and choose the one that makes the most sense to us. Avol kol advarav shubegemar ha-bavlis, and going back, hayovim kol Yisrael u'lechaz b'hem. So that's a huge change between the era prior to the called completing of the Talmud and the era after Talmud Babu. Now, the koifin, the word compelling always means bedarkei noyim bedarkei shalom. The koifin kolin ve'ir b'chol medino medino linoig b'chol hamenhagish unahagu chachmi ha'gemara. Everyone is bound by that. And it doesn't mean call by there was always a unanimous ruling, but it was a, if there was a machlokes, they voted upon it and they came to a majority, and then everyone was bound by the majority. Ubanubay means they comprehended it from Lashon Bina. The Yotzalahem Shei Machachamasam means all of the Chachamim after the era of the Gemara, and we're skipping over that small the era of Rabbanon Savaroi, maybe Mar Baravashi is really the leader of that era, are called the era of the Goinim. And when they made takhanas again, not every only people that lived in their jurisdiction was bound by their mara da'asva. It's not binding to all the exactly. And in the land of Shinar, which is in Babel, and on Sfard. Then he mentions Sarfas. You know that up until the burning of the Gemaras, I mean, the seat of the Ashkenazic Torah Shebaal Peh was in France. Something a bracha they had. Limdu derech ha-gemara. They all were teaching how to approach the Gemara, but you have to know how to take it from the Gemara. V'yitziu lo'oir ta'amu lo'isav u'beyaru inyonav l'fisha derech amuka darkoi ad l'ma'oir. In other words, the Torah expresses itself in a very deep manner, and you have to push it, learn how to learn Gemara. That's number one. Not only do you have to have a derech of learning, it's depth, but even on a superficial level, it's a difficult text to read. It's a difficult language. It's not even a real official spoken language. It was the Jewish Yiddish. The Aramish of the Gemara is not pure Aramaic. Unkelus is pure Aramaic. It was written in that language because it was meant to be understood by everyone. And at that time, that's the language the Yidden spoke. V'oid shubaloshen Arami, but not a pure Arami. Mo'oiravim l'shoinas acheroiz. Why did Ravin and Ravashi write it that way? L'fisha oisa haloshen hoisa berura l'cholat sheishinor ve'eshu chubra Gemara. Aval b'sham ha'koymos, v'chein b'shinur b'mei ha'go'aymim, ein adam makir oysa ha'loshen. No one knows the language of the Gemara until they're taught. So, and on top of that, as he mentioned, that it's a very deep, shederach amuka darkoi ad l'ma'oid. And therefore, she'ei lois rabbi she'alam anshei cholir v'i. And they used to ask questions, l'chol goyin asher hoye b'yameim, in order l'fareish, Lahem, Devarim, Kashim, Shabagamara, that they didn't understand. The Hema Shivim Lahem Kfichachmasa. For Oysim Hashayalim, Miskapsim Achubais, for Oysim Mehem, Svarim Lahavim Mehem. In other words, when you, just a note, were there questions asked in the times of old? Of course. But until the Mishnah, none of it was allowed to be written down in a publicized fashion. Everything that was discussed between the Mishnah and the Gemara, Ravina Ravashi, Rabbi Yechanan, Ravina put in the Gemara. And from then on, there were many Sfarim that were written, compiling Shailas and Tshuvas from the times of the Ga'onim. And Gam Chibru Hago'onim Shebechol Dor V'Dor Chiburim Levair HaGemara Mehem aside of there being many Sfarim explaining one Masechta, many Masechtas, now there's another whole topic, and that is the Gemara is writing down everyone's opinion. You have to know how to read the Halacha from the Gemara. So there came a time where people just wrote Sfarim, the Halacha of the Gemara. No one wrote it on all, but they wrote it on that which they felt important to be written. And the Zuhi, all of these Sfarim, is called Meleches Hashem. What's Manazeh? The Rambam writes the date. Shishana Shminis Achar Meya Ve'elof Tuchur Ben Abayis. Rambam is writing this intro year 1108 after the Churban HaBayis. What year is it from creation? Behi Shnas Arbas Alofim Uchameus Ushloishim Bosheva Libriyas Olam. Year 4937 from creation. Chaver, we are learning this in year 5782. In other words, we are learning this 875 years exactly after the Rambam wrote the Hagdama. The Rebbe beautifully points out that there are other times in Yad HaChazak where the Rambam writes a date, and there are later dates, which proves that the Rambam revised the Yad HaChazak, and wherever he made a change, if he found it necessary, he would write the latter date, the date in which he made a change. Like in Chiddush HaChodesh, you'll see a date that's a little bit later. Bezman hazen, tokvo atzaras yiseiros, v'dochak ha'ashos ha'koil, even more than the change that happened after, right after the compilation of the Talmud. And v'ovdo chochmas chachomen, and we lost binas nivoyneinu, became hidden from us. L'fikoch oysam ha'pirushim v'alochis v'atshuvah shechidro ha'goenu v'roshe him devarim mivoyorim. That which was, everyone chopped. Now, no one chops anymore. Niskashu b'yomeinu, a maven in your name, Kuro, Elamaat, the Mispar. Very few people really get it. The Ainsar Chloimer, the Gemara itself, Hababalis, Hayirushalmas, Sifra, Sifri, Toysefta, that who even fewer people really understand. Shem Tzrichim Das Rechava, the Nefesh Chachma, Uzman Oroich, and only Vachakach Yvoda Mehem Haderach Hanachoinam, Vedvarim Asurim Hamatorim Shadini Toydeich. So since it's so difficult for us in our times to get the bottom line will of God from learning the all of the writings of the Torah Shebal Peh, and we pnei zem na'arti chotzni, that means I sharpen my arrows. There's another girsa that has shenasti masnai, I girded my loins. Two versions of what Hal Rambam, who ani Moshe ben Maimon hasfardi v'neshanti al atzur baruch hu, and I relied on the rock, on the oibishtet. And I contemplated on all of the above texts. Being an osur v'amuter v'tom v'atoyer im short dinei toyer kulam b'loshen berura and purposefully v'derech kitzara ad shetehei toyer shebal pek kula, underline the word kulam, it should be sedura, it should be organized b'fi hakoil v'loy kushyo v'loy peruk. And the Nakuda is that the Rambam, unlike the Rosh, even though there are many others that side with the Rambam, others that side with the Rosh, we'll call this Machlokes Rambam and Rosh, they debate whether the Tamei HaMitzvahs, where does it come from? How did we get there? Whether that's part of the Torah Shebal Peh, or whether that's not called part, that, or that's something that's great to know, it's filled in the Gemara, the Rambam holds that Milsa B'loi Tama is the Torah Shebal Peh. Of course, even better if you know the Tamim, but you don't need to know the Tamim for you to say that you know the entire Torah Shebal Peh. And the advantage of writing Milsa B'loi Tama is like the Rambam is writing. If you want to have the knowledge of the whole Torah Shebal Peh, Milsa B'Tayma would have taken 1,000 Sfarim more than this. Once you take out the Tam, it's pure. What does God want? But all of Ratzon Hashem. And loize oimer bekoi v'zebekoi, which is what we have prior to the Mishnah Torah. Even in Shulchan Aruch, we have this opinion and we have that opinion. There's no sefer that's written like an amba. Elo dvarim berurim kroivim nechoinim al pi mishpat asher isbar michol elo chabunim apirushim hanem tzoyim mi yimoyis rabbeinu hakadosh v'adachshav ad sheyiu kol hadinim geluyim lakotoin v'lagodol v'chol v'din kol mitzvah mitzvah. Ubedin kol advarim shetikru chachamim unaviim. Klolei shal davar, says Rambam, kedei shaloi yehe adam tzarech lechibur achar ba'olam bedin medine Yisrael. If you want to know the din Yisrael, for you not to need any other sefer, ela yiyo chibur zef, to have one sefer, that's a mikbatz, that's a compilation. La toira shebal peh, underline the word kula, and not only the toira shebal peh, the mesoira. Not only the Torah Shebal Peh, the Yud Gimel Midos, but the Torah Shebal Peh, including the Takanos, Minhagos, Vagzeiros, Shenasim, Yemos Moshe Rabbeinu, until the end of the Chibur HaGemara. Ukemoshe Pirshulanu Hagoyim B'chol Chibureim Shechiburu Achar HaGemara. That's the goal of the Sefer, and since that's the purpose of the Sefer, Lefikach Karasi Shem Chibur Zeh. I named the sefer Mishnei Torah. Wow, the second to the Torah. Why? Lefisha Adam Koyda Batoyda Shebachsav Tchila. For a person to be able to read the Torah Shebachsav, and again, the emphasis is not on Tanakh, but on the Chamishe Chumshe Torah, like we mentioned, because this is about the Torah and the mitzvah, which is the Tariag mitzvahs with the meaning of them. How do we practice them? So you read, and there's no new mitzvahs in Nach. You read the Chamishe Chumshe Torah, V'chakach Koyda Bozeh, you'll read in the Mishnah Torah, V'yodeya Mimenu Torah Shebalpeh Kula, Ein Sarech Likrei Sefer Acher B'neihem. Wow. No one before Rambam, no one after Rambam had such a goal. And if they had such a goal, they weren't able to do it. Had a goal that was fulfilled. V're'isi l'chalik chibur zem. Halachis, halachis b'chol inyan. Va'achalik is lashon asid, right? And I will divide the halachis into prakim shebo oise inyan. And every pedik, the Rambam writes, I will be machalik into halachis ketanois, what we call a halacha. K'dei she'iyo sedurim alpeh. In order to memorize it, he's giving you a new seder, and this is really a whole new seder to the whole Torah Shebalpeh.
Whose goal is to have people memorize it Balpeh?
Well, when we learn it every year the way we should, we will memorize it Balpeh. Correct.
Yeah.
Because okay. It's Torah Shebalpeh. Well, Darta Pnei Zaken, the Alter Rebbe says, the reason why you give cover to a Zaken is because at that time we expect for people to have Divrei Torah Chakukim B'Moichan. And the Mashal is just like you stand up for a Sefer Torah, because in it you have the words of the Torah written. Even when a Yid is not learning Torah, if you have Torah Balpeh, so there's Torah on you. Now, the Rambam wants to make a point that he was not misadded it based on how many mitzvahs do you have in each series. It's not about that. It's about topics. One topic can cover one mitzvah. One topic can cover many mitzvahs. Which is why it's so long. But really, there's going to be certain series that will be focusing on a standalone one mitzvah. But the Yeshvim Halachi Shem Kurdle Mishpadei Mitzvah's Harbin. Im you oisama mitzvah skulum be'inyan echad, if it's going to be about the same topic, even though there are many mitzvahs, the Rambam is going to put it also together. So not every sefer and larger halachas and parakim, it's not about how many mitzvahs are we covering, it's the topics that Rambam organized it in a seder of topics. As will become very clear to those who koira means to read, it means who learn that Rambam. Minyan mitzvahs ha-toira ha-noyagas l'doirois is sheish miyais u'shloish esrei mitzvahs. We have 613 mitzvahs. Mehen mitzvahs asei, and to know the numbers, masayim ba'arba shmoyne meyas 248 ramach simulahem minyan eivarav shol adam. As the Rebbe, Alter Rebbe quotes in Tanya, that we have from the Pnimiyas ha-toira, that they are really ramach eivarav shol malka. Because nasa adam etzalmenu kidmosenu. So in other words, the way God manifests in this world, he needs to have kaviyachal a body, the godliness of Atzilus. And who is the body of God? The mitzvahs that the Yidden keep. Ramach, just like the neshama needs ramach yivarim, God needs the ramach mitzvahs asei. Umehem mitzvahs lois asei, which totals shloish meis v'shishim v'chamesh, right? 365, simulahem minyan shnei shnas yemei shnas achama. The solar days, 365. In other words, every day is shouting out, don't violate me. So you have Zman, really it's Zman and Makim, because Makim is a manifestation of Zman. So you have it connected to time, Zman and Makim, and then you have the Evarim, the person living in Zman and Makim, which are the positive mitzvahs. And the Rambam now will begin, as we will continue tomorrow, to enumerate all of the positive mitzvahs. And the Rambam Seder, and the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvahs. Everyone has the same tradition that there's 613, but there's huge debates as to what they are. And then the Rambam puts the mitzvahs loisase, and then we'll begin with the Seder proper, God willing, this year on Sunday morning. To be continued.
Who is the Rambam
from his father, and from one of the Goyim, Tzvika. One second, let me remember. The Rambam was Makabel from his father, Maimon.
No. The Rambam lived after the Gaonim. He did not receive from the Gaonim.
I did not from the Gaonim. One second. So what was his father's teacher?
I think the Rambam received it ultimately from the Rif, I think. No.
The Rambam, I'll tell you, I'll get back to you. The Rambam, very young, actually, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam was kicked out of his house.
Troublemaker.
And the Rambam went to the nearby village, and he for a few years, he learned with his father's teacher. Okay.
What about things like Sergio Gershon?
Thank you.